It's time to take a look at your sports update here from the Associated Press. I'm Nate Franklin. Philadelphia Phillies manager Joe Girardi feels pitching around the majors during the month of April will be a battle of attrition. The Phillies open the regular season at home on April the 8th against the Oakland Athletics, the first of 13 straight days of games. Girardi said it's a concern for every organization in the game with their shortened spring training and a tough one for the Phillies with their early season schedule. Teams are expected to have expanded rosters from 26 to 28 players in April, which would allow Girardi to have 15 active pitchers. In other news, for a few weeks, the Indianapolis Colts had a huge void at quarterback. Then the Deshaun Watson carousel began spinning, and soon enough, Matt Ryan was available. Colts coach Frank Reich did not contain his enthusiasm about Ryan on Monday morning as AFC coaches met the media at the NFL owners meeting. Who can blame Reich? The Colts' game of musical chairs at the position has been going on for too long. From Andrew Luck's injuries and subsequent retirement, through Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers, and Carson Wentz, Ryan seems to be the right guy to settle in for a while. And in other news out of the MLB, Albert Pujols has returned to the St. Louis Cardinals, finding a home in the place where he became one of baseball's most powerful sluggers. The 42-year-old Pujols emerged from beyond the right field wall at the Cardinals' spring training complex between the first and second innings of an exhibition game against Houston on Monday. Pujols drew a standing ovation from the crowd and was greeted with hugs in the St. Louis dugout. Pujols was a three-time MVP and helped the Cardinals win two World Series titles. He signed with the Los Angeles Angels after boosting the Cards to the 2011 championship. He split last season with the Angels and Dodgers. Pujols reached a one-year deal with the Cardinals over the weekend and gives them an option at designated hitter. In other news, Mike Tomlin did not hire Brian Flores as an assistant coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers out of sympathy for the former Miami Dolphins head coach. Tomlin, who like Flores is African-American, did so because Flores is a good coach. That Flores had sued the NFL and three teams, the Dolphins, Giants, and Broncos, claiming racist hiring practices, did not dissuade the longtime Steelers coach in any way, Tomlin said Monday at the NFL owners meeting. A member of the league's powerful competition committee and one of the most influential coaches in the sport, Tomlin spoke strongly about the lack of minority head coaches in the NFL. And in other news out of the NBA, Boston Celtics center Robert Williams III has torn cartilage in his left knee. The team made the announcement a day after he limped off the court in Boston's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Williams was averaging 10 points, 9.6 rebounds, and just over 2 blocks this season for the Celtics. The team has won 24 of 28 games to take over the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Williams left the 134-112 victory over Minnesota at the end of the third quarter after scoring 10 points with 13 rebounds. And that is your sports update here on WLEW. For the latest sports news anytime, go to thumbnet.net/sports.